This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Brian Westbury, former chief economist for the Joint Economic Committee of Congress. He's now chief economist for First Trust Advisors just outside of Chicago, Illinois. We want to get his thoughts on 200 days since the passage of the stimulus plan, which the White House, of course, is touting as a major help to the economy, and others saying, no, it's just a major waste of taxpayer dollars. And Brian, thanks so much for being with us.
Greg, it's always great to be with you.
The big cheerleader for the stimulus today was Vice President Joe Biden, making a couple of points, saying that, first of all, this stimulus plan has changed the discussion. Instead of being on the brink of a second depression, instead we're talking about being at the end of a recession. And he says that the fact that this stimulus plan was in effect is a major reason for that. How accurate is his assessment?
Yeah, I don't agree with that assessment. I think what we had last year was a panic in the economy that was bound to end with government stimulus or not. We could go through all of the rates of spending. I mean, they haven't spent much more than about $70 billion right now. Most of the money was a redistribution of resources from just kind of one hand of the economy to another hand. That's not really stimulative. I think the two things that led most to the recovery we're seeing in the economy was, number one, the Federal Reserve lowered interest rates to zero and printed a lot of new money. And then number two, and I think maybe even the most important thing, is that we changed mark-to-market accounting rules, which is really what led to the end of the intense financial crisis. And that happened about mid-March. So that's when the economy seemed to swing, and that's So I attribute this to Fed policy and changes in accounting regulation.
Brian, speaking of Fed policy and so forth, in addition to the nearly $1 trillion in this bill, some say that this could be a very short-lived recovery, or in more common parlance, a double-dip recession because of all the factors working against us. Do you see that happening, or is that a bit pessimistic?
I think that's a bit pessimistic. We had a panic. We hit a low. I mean, grocery store sales fell in the fourth quarter of last year. It's the first time in almost 60 years we've seen a decline like that in grocery store sales. They're usually just very consistent quarter to quarter. That was, what I would call a panic. And we're going to come off of those lows. In addition, we're only starting about one-third of the actual number of homes that we need to build just for population growth. Yes, it's true that there's still a significant inventory out there, but nonetheless, we have got to get back up to over 1 million starts, and we're still down around 500,000. So the bottom line is that once this recovery really gets underway, once we start adding jobs, which I don't think is that far off, and incomes start to rise, it's going to be self-sustaining, and I think it's going to carry us right through 2010.
As you look at the stimulus package, Brian, what we hear most about from the administration is that it creates jobs, infrastructure is talked about a lot, but as you break it down, where does the money really go, even though most of it actually hasn't been spent yet?
Right. Well, when you talk about that, a lot of it is being spent on construction projects, and also a lot of it is being given away, in a sense, to alternative energy projects. There's quite a bit of money going toward that. The rest is that we had a slight tax cut. Some people are getting a little bit less withholding on their paychecks. I mean, it's not much more than $10-$25 a month. But those are really the areas where it is. Total spending up to this point has actually been less than $80 billion, like direct government spending on things, which you could count, in a sense, toward GDP. The rest of it has been this sort of transfer from one hand to another. We borrow the money from one group and give a tax break to another, and that's what you have to do when you have a deficit. So, the bottom line is that government stimulus, in my opinion, has accounted for less than 20% of any change in the economy. 80% of it has to do more with just the end of the panic and an easy Federal Reserve policy. That's really what's driving the economy upward right now.
So that's the short term. The long term, of course, we just found out is that we're likely to see about $9 trillion worth of debt over the next 10 years. Given the minimal impact positively that the stimulus has had so far, what do you make of the value of this thing long term, given the red ink we're looking at?
Yeah, this red ink is very damaging for the economy in the long term. Although, you know, I want to put a nuanced analysis here a little bit, because it's not the debt that bothers me so much. I mean, if you were to go to the bank, for example, you could borrow, 200% of your income to buy a house. That's not out of the ordinary. You wouldn't be considered risky or crazy or anything like that. And our government debt right now, publicly held debt, is only about 50% of our national income. So as of right now, we're not looking at a serious problem in the economy. What I'm looking at, though, what I watch is the size of government relative to GDP. And just a few years ago, we were about 20% of GDP, and we're now going up to 23 or 24%. That will hurt the economy, because what it does is it squeezes out the private sector. There's only 76% of the economy that will be private sector versus about 80, and that will cause slower growth and fewer jobs over the long run.
In terms of the rest of the Obama agenda, the stimulus was obviously his first major legislative priority, and of course he's got two more that may be considered this fall, certainly health care and then also his cap and trade package. Given the amount of spending and as you just mentioned, government involvement in some of these sectors, what do you see as the impact of those if they go through?
Right. Well, they are negative as well. But here's the interesting thing. I've just written a piece called The Conservatives' Big Mistake. And I think the big mistake conservatives are making is they're looking at these proposals for health care and cap and trade and saying that they're going to harm the economy today. I think that's wrong. I think we're in a 12 to 18 month boom in our economy. Health care, cap and trade will hurt the economy in the future. But they haven't passed yet. And even if they are passed, they won't hit. They won't really become negative for 3 to 4 years. One other point is that tax rates are probably going to go up in the next few years, but they haven't gone up yet. And so what I'm looking at is 2012 or 2013, potentially that's when the damage hits. But between now and the end of 2010 and into 2011, we're going to be in a boom, much like 1975, 76. And what I'm afraid of is that the economy is going to be growing. The Obama administration is going to be able to take credit for it. And conservatives will have been saying all along that they're going to kill the economy, and it's going to look like that's not true. So, yes, these things are damaging. But they're not damaging for many years down the road. They have not yet been passed, and they may not even be passed. So we have to be careful. There's a big difference between fighting politically against these things and your investment strategy and your forecast for the economy.
Brian, fascinating insight as always. We thank you for your time as always.
Thank you, Greg. Thank you very much.
Brian Westbury, former chief economist for the Joint Economic Committee of Congress, now chief economist for First Trust Advisors in Lisle, Illinois. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.